Bonjour, hello. Welcome to Northern Voices, celebrating ties to Minnesota's Northland. I'm Leah Lem, your host and fellow Northlands explorer. Thank you for tuning in. I love being able to talk to folks week after week about how they celebrate their traditions, sustainable practices, and Indigenous and ancestral ways of life. And today, I'm back at the Indigenous Farming Conference, which is hosted by the White Earth Land Recovery Project. And I'm here in Callaway, Minnesota, and surrounded by the idyllic Maple Leg Resort. The resort is full of conversations about seed saving, solar power, foraging, and so much more. And right now, it's early March, so we're not yet in an official pandemic, but we're having plenty of conversations about it, and we're all spending extra, extra time washing our hands.
No such luck. No such luck. Y'all here already?
It's right after lunch, and a bunch of us are gathered in a large room with couches to relax on as Shirley Nordrum begins her presentation.
How are you doing?
Oh, nice to meet you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
I'm of the Martin clan, and I'm from Red Lake. So I don't like being defined by my employment, but I do work for the University of Minnesota as an extension educator. Under the federally recognized tribal extension grant. And my service area is Leech Lake, Red Lake, and White Earth. I've been in this position for 12 years. Prior to that, the previous 19 years of my career was developing and directing the Leech Lake Environmental Department. And so the work in the FERTEP is really driven by the community and what the community wants. And we've gone from everything from wastewater to traditional foods.
Shirley's presentation is called Unintended Consequences. And there are good intentions when it comes to taking care of our environment, but Shirley looks at ways that has created unforeseen results.
What was the unintended or sometimes intended consequences of particularly natural resource management? And I really don't like that term, natural resource, because that's, I think, a term associated with colonization and the commodification of life. Those are our relatives out there. And we have a relationship and a responsibility, a reciprocal responsibility. So, you know, kind of circling back to that, those unintended consequences, with the project that I was working on, there were some, and I paid attention to them, and I thought about them. So one thing
Shirley highlights how Indigenous populations have used fire and have allowed apex predators to roam around instead of managing them. But there are instances of humans trying to control these naturally occurring ecosystems, and it's resulted in drastically changing landscapes.
I can't remember the exact year that they think the wolf was completely eradicated from Yellowstone. So it was like 1939. He's gone. And then it was within a decade the wildlife guy started noticing that all the rivers, riparian areas, all the rivers, creeks, stream beds, the willows, the cottonwoods, the aspens, all those trees that grew along those healthy riparian areas were getting unhealthy. And over a period of time, when you come into like the 1990s, all that vegetation was gone. It was just cool. It was like flat. There were no vegetation by the rivers at all, because all the ungulates, you know, the elk and the, there they have black-tailed deer and bison, but they all would hang around the water. Who doesn't want to hang around the water, right? So they all standing around the water, creating this muddiness, not scared of nothing, because they don't need to be scared. There's nobody to harm them. They can just hang out there by the water and be cool and browse, you know, like nibble, 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 till there's nothing left there to protect the water. So then they reintroduced a pack to Yellowstone. Within 10 years, the vegetation was back.
surely has many great examples, but notes that even smaller, well-meaning actions can lead to unintended consequences. Shirley tells a story of helping someone harvest leeks.
One thing that happened was this little old lady came to me and she said, can you show me how to harvest leeks, ramps, the wild onions in the springtime? Like, sure, not a problem. It's fun. That's fun to show people that because you get to be out in the woods with them and you get to visit with them. And there's nothing better than that. So I took her out and I showed her, and I told her where to find them, like, here's where you find them. And we gathered and we had a good day. And then the next day, I didn't realize that someone had asked her to do that, like a program, and they are going to give her money to take a large group of people out to collect ramps. And I can't fault her for that. So I'm not angry with her for that. But what happened was, the unintended consequences was that place got way over harvested. Because then that's where everybody knew to go. That everybody she took out. They didn't learn like, oh, you could go over here or here's what you look for and go somewhere else. They just all went there. So I went back out there and I was thinking about that one time. Just walking in the woods and I'm with my nephew. And he's like, what you thinking? And I told him what I was thinking. I was thinking about what I had done. How could I have done that different? How can we do that different?
And a lot of times it can feel as though, you know, what can I do? Even when we're trying to do the right things, even in going back to traditions and foraging, sometimes things can get out of balance.
And he's like, well, why don't we just like plant more here. Let's just go get some from someplace else and put them back here. And so we started our little secret project of harvesting seeds and even exploring with buying seeds online and going and planting them where we know they should be, even if they're not there. So it's kind of our secret, fun little project that we do. And we kind of start doing that with some other things.
As Shirley mentioned earlier, the citizens of our environments, like plants and animals, are our relatives. And understanding that the give as well as the take is all a part of this reciprocity that can help maintain balance.
We know that now some people are learning to weave the bulrush baskets again. And we think that they maybe weren't taught the right protocols for harvesting that, so we've been planting those things, and we're just having fun. It's how we spend some of our time in the woods together, is replanting and watching and seeing what's happening. And I'm starting to share that with people, because you could all do that too. It's kind of like forced gardening, or I don't know, guerrilla gardening, whatever you want to call it,
so
you know, it's just fun.
What's the rate of them, by you doing that, are they growing rapidly, or
yeah,
they're taking off?
Yeah. It's because we love them when we put them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to love them. You got to have that relationship. And I think they're responding to that. They know that we're doing, you know, we're happy when we're doing that. And they're just growing. And so I'm really excited about that little thing we're doing. Yeah, we're restoring what's been broken, not only in ourselves, in our own spirit, in our own communities, in our own families, but restoring what's been broken on the land as much as we can. Through practice, through prayer, through grace and caring. I can't heal if my neighbor's not healed. We need to heal together. And so that's how I look at what we're doing. It's a movement toward healing from the historic trauma, and not just our historic trauma. The land has experienced a historic trauma. And hopefully our healing is enough.
As you can see through Shirley's stories, we can each do our own part to help our own surroundings and our environment. And I find that particularly inspirational. Chimigwech Shirley Nordrum for your presentation and chat on being thoughtful in our actions. I'm Leah Lem. Thank you for joining me for Northern Voices. Northern Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Musical Flourishes brought to you by Sam Miltich, and big thanks to team member Aaron Warhol for the extra listening and guidance. Gigawabamin, and see you soon.